This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Seif Daled. Yesterday we saw the minog not to do Nefilas Apayim, Beveis Evel. Also, V'loy Beveis HaChasan, which is Misha Shenichnas L'Chupa. However, there are those who are makel even the morning of, provided that the wedding is still taking place before Tzeis HaKoychavim. Now we're up to V'loy Beveis HaKnesses B'yoy Mila. Not in Shul on the day of a Mila. Not in a Beis HaKnesses B'yoy HaMila. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzolaymer Beveis HaKnesses She'yamulu Acher Kach Es Hatina. In a shul that after the davening they're going to mal the mila. So it's interesting. Beveis ha'evel is the evel is there. Beveis ha'chasan is where the chasan is there after his nichnas l'chupa. It doesn't say loy beveis ha'mila because it's not a beis mila yet. They didn't do it yet. So that's why the mechaber says beveis ha'knes is b'yoyim ha'mila. You see the difference in nusach by the Avel, the Chasan, and the Mila. By an Avel, he already is an Avel. By the Chasan, he already is a Chasan. That's why the Mishnah Berurah made sure to mention it's only Misha Shenichnas L'Chupa. A shul that they're going to circumcise the kid after. Even, let's say, it's after Mincha, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, you don't say Tachnon by Shachris. Af she'ein mispalim sham habalibris. Even though the father is not there at the minyan, the moyel is not there, the sanduk is not there, still, in all of these cases, you don't say Tachnon by Shachris. V'kasu achreinim de'im habalibris mispalim sham. The Achreinim say if the Bali Bris are the davening there, V'nekra and Bali Bris, Avi HaBen, V'hasandak, V'hamoyal. The Bali Bris are the father of the kid, the sandak and the moyal, but not V'loi HaMoitzi V'hamevi Atinik, not the kvater. Then, Av She'amil B'bayis Acher Ein Noiful Mal Pneyam. Then, even if the Mila is going to take place in a different place, in a different shul, in a different house, you don't say Tachnan. The din of the Mechaber is Bebeis HaKnesses B'yoyim HaMila. What does that mean? That means in a shul that they're going to do the Mila afterwards, irrespective of whether the Balei Bris are there. If the Balei Bris are not there, then even if it's not the Mila in the shul, you would not say Tachnan. What about a Pidyon HaBen? The Mincha Zitzchak says, Me'yikra then you have to say Tachnan. Even the mincha before the Pinyon HaBen. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, when you daven mincha in the hall at the time of the Pinyon HaBen, or a bar mitzvah, you don't say tachnon. Interesting. What's the reason why we don't say tachnon if the Balei Bris are not there? The Magen Giborim says, the reason we don't say Tachnan is not because the simcha of the Baal HaBris. It's not l'chavoyd the Baal Bris. It's l'chavoyd mitzvahs mila shekiblua besimcha. Like the Beis Yosef says, based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Therefore, we don't need the Baal Bris to be there. What about a minyan factory? And after the first minyan, they do a mila. It's the second minyan, you do say Tachnan. It does not exempt. In other words, only the minion of that bris would be exempt from tachnan. What if there are two minyanim? One minion for the bris and one minyan in a different room, not for the bris. And they're not, the people and the other minion are not planning on going to the bris. Then they do say tachnan. So it's not an automatic get out of jail free card. It has to be some kind of connection to the bris. Okay, now, then the Mishnah Berurah said, the Achronim say that if the Balei Bris are davening there, then you don't say Tachnam. What if the Balei Bris are not davening there, and the father of the Ben went inside to get a Gemara for his Drasha? No, that does not pater them from Tachnan. But in the Sefer Chassan B'Yom Chupasa, he writes that the Marsham in the name of Shlomo Kluger says he would pater from Tachnan, even if he's not davening there. But that's by, let's say, a Chassan. But during Shavar Brachas, he has to actually be davening with them. So this is the Marsham quoting Rav Shlomo Kluger, and the Marsham himself disagrees. He says even if the Chassan is just hanging out there, then it would exempt them from Tachnan. What if we have a case that if the Balei Bris are davening there, you don't say Tachnan? What if the father is out of town and he's not going to be at the Bris, and he's davening in some shul, and it's the day of the bris of his kid? Does he pater the minyan from Tachnon? The Eish Avraham Buchatz says he paters the tzibur from Tachnon. The Amudei HaShulchan says the name of Rav Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. Since the father is not mekayim the mitzvah, it's not a yomtiv, and therefore he should walk out of the shul so that the shul could say Tachnon. Could be the father himself would say Tachnan. What if, like this, the Moyel is in the shul? It's not the shul the Mila is going to be. And the Moyel is only doing Priya, he's not doing the Chaticha. In other words, very often the fathers say that they want to experiment on their child. So already on the eighth day, they've declared themselves unfit to be a responsible parent, and they say they want to do the cutting, and they'll give up to the Mayal to do the Priya. Does the Priya of the Mayal, does that exempt the people? Does the Priya of the Mayal exempt the people? Yes. Rabbi Yashiv agrees. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky agrees. All you need is Priya to do the Mila. So again, one important thing to take from here is the reason why a bris Mila paters Tachnon is because Mila is a mitzvah that was neskabel besimcha. The Gemara says any mitzvah that was neskabel besimcha, we still do it besimcha. It's not lekavod the Balei Simcha, because even if the Balei Simcha are not there, it would still exempt from Tachnon. If the Balei Simcha are there, and the Mila is somewhere else, that's a different reason to exempt from Tachnan. It's Lekave the Balei Simcha. Okay. V'loi kisheyesham chasan. See, we already had that. We had V'loi bebeis chasan. The beis chasan is where the wedding is taking place. Kaidem mishashen nechnas l'chuppah. Now, where there is a chasan. Why? Umishon de mitzvah smayach imai hasimcha nimshecha zechal hanilvim elav. Because there's a mitzvah to rejoice with him, the mitzvah continues to all those who accompany him. What if a guy is davening a long Shemana Esrei? By the time he finished, the minyan is done. Now it comes time to say Tachnon. He does not say Tachnon. He davened in a minyan that had a chasan. Even though the chasan already learned the daf, went to get a breakfast, he's already taking a haircut and he's already eating lunch, and the guy just finished his Shemana Esrei, he would still be exempt from Tachnan. What if a Kala is in the Ezras Nashim? Does she exempt the Tzibur from Tachnan? Where the Chassan is, we're not going to ask any questions. But the Kala decided to come to Shul for Mincha or for Shachris. The Shevet Alevi says she does not pater the Kohal because she is not mitzarefes imahim. She's not part of the minyan. And for other reasons. You could imagine what the other reasons are. Okay, but he doesn't say them. But what if the tzibur goes to the Beis Hakala to daven there lechvoida? Then the Shevet HaLevi says they're pater from tachnan. What about if the man, what if the chassan is in the woman's section? It could be he also doesn't exempt the tzibur from tachnan because he's not mitzarif imahim. He's not mitzarif. He could answer Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, but he's not, if he was number 10, you know, it's a Shaila. Is he, could he be counted? Could he be joined as number 10? Okay. Says the Rama Vadafka Shamila Oy Hachasan Ba'oise Besaknesas. Dafka, if the Mila, where the Chasan is in that shul, Avil Im'ein Hamila Beveis Haknesas. If the Mila is not in the shul, in other words, the Balei Bris are not there, and the Mila is not there, and after davening, everyone's going to, the davening is called for 8:30, and 9:30, meet, go to the freedman house to, for the Bris. The Balei Bris are not in the shul. The Bris is not in the shul. Then, Afal Pi Shehu Bebeis HaKnesses HaAcheres, even if it's in a different shul, Oymim Tachnon. Says Meshavura, Be'oise Beis HaKnesses HaMespalim Ba'azara, those who are davening in the Azara, Kivan Shenegrorin Achrei Beis HaKnesses, since they are drawn after the shul, Kishein Sham Arayin V'teva, when there is no separate Arayin and Teva, Imken Kishem Shebeis HaKnesses Ein Oimrim, Gam Heim Ein Oimrim. So let's say people in the women's section, they're Nigrar after the Tzibor, they also would not say Tachna. So you say that's against what I just said. No, it's a riot to what I just said. It's if they don't say tachnon in the main shul, the people in the azara are nigrar after them. But if the person who exempts you from tachnon is in the Beis HaKnesses, the tzibur is not nigrar after him. I think that's a riot to what I just said. In other words, it's only once the shul doesn't say tachnon, the people in the azara are exempt, but not vice versa. That's why the Mishnah only said it one way. Now, Reb Chaim Knievsky says this straight out. If the bris is in the woman's section, the shul says tachnon, even more than I'm saying. If the bris, in other words, the shul is not nigrar after the women's section. Yeah? Okay, we're going to hold it over here, and we're going to start Sefer Chafetz Chaim.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.